This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
As the Warriors do indeed make a big deal. Yes, you and I had about 10 minutes, maybe 11 minutes to talk it out on Warriors Live last night before the game got going. But a wild scene. I saw Om Yongmasook, ESPN's NBA and Warriors reporter, who was on with us yesterday prior to the deal. He went on TV today and said he was there in Utah watching all this unfold. And this is the craziest thing he's ever seen happen in all of his years as an NBA reporter. Watching Steve Kerr pull everybody off of the floor and then the looks on everyone's faces as they emerged. This was an emotional thing. I know everybody felt like it sort of something needed to happen. I certainly feel that way. I got mixed feelings about this deal. And we want to hear what you think about it as well. We are completely wide open for you today. It is reaction day for all of our listeners. 888-957-9570. And the best way I can say it, I don't love the deal, but I understand it.
Right, and I'm kind of with you as far as that. I do understand the deal, and I also don't necessarily love it. And I'm thinking about yesterday, Mark, and what the actual mechanics of what happened would be. Because, you know, anytime you do a move like this, you want to tell somebody face-to-face. And, you know, you had Dennis Schroeder, you had Kyle Anderson, you had Andrew Wiggins and Lindy Waters. You had four different guys that you had to talk to one-on-one about what was going to happen, yet you don't really have the luxury of time to do that. So he pulls everyone off the court, and you go in the locker room, and he probably has to do it en masse. He has to do it with the group and say, guys, there's been a move, and you know, and you're gone, and you're gone, and you're gone, and you're not playing, and whatnot. And I did read a report yesterday about Steve Kerr in the tunnel with Lindy Waters, and maybe it came to Steve later that Lindy was a part of it, because the deal, as we knew it, was Jimmy in, Schroeder and Kyle and
obviously Wiggins
out.
Yes.
But we didn't know where they were going until after our show was over.
And
so
they still don't. I mean, Schroeder changed teams again today.
Right. And so
he was in Utah, which was kind of appropriate. Now he ended up in Detroit.
Right.
And he's going to stay with the Pistons. The whole thing got complex
thing got crazy. And so I just wonder in the moment, and when Steve actually came back out on the court, and we can ask him this next week when we talk to him, but Steve clearly was a little bit shaken, and Steph, when he came back was shaken, and everybody is shaken. So in real time, unfortunately, in the social media era, you kind of have to do this all quickly because the news is going to get out before you have a chance to tell the people.
And I actually think Steve Kerr had a point yesterday of, like, why isn't the deadline kind of more aligned with All-Star Weekend so that situations like last night don't end up happening, because the Warriors go out there, first of all, down four players, and then second of all, with heavy hearts. Should they be able to beat Utah anyway? Yes. And did they have them? Yes. So this is not an excuse.
Yeah.
But just what a weird situation that unfolded last night. But let's get to it. 888-957-9570. Grade the deal. Let's talk this out on how you as a Warrior fan feel today, because I really do. It's a conflicted feeling, I think, for a lot of Warrior fans. There's no way that you can, at least I don't think, you're going to come out and say this is a perfect deal. That's the guy we want. That's the age we want. That's the attitude we want. And that's the skill set we want. It's not any of those things. But what I acknowledge is it's something. It's an aggressive swing. And it does make the Warriors in this moment a more interesting watch. There is now renewed curiosity to see what they can do.
That's fair. I don't think that they necessarily got better. I mean, if you look at Jimmy Butler versus Andrew Wiggins as far as a player versus player deal, then I do think that right now Jimmy Butler's probably a little bit better than Andrew Wiggins, and that's fine. But then you take out some of your depth and Schroeder and Slow-Mo, and they're gone. Lindy Waters, whatever, he wasn't playing that much anyway for the most part. But I look at what it's made you this year, and I don't think that you're necessarily that much quote-unquote better, but you go into next year, and then Jimmy Butler, he got a new extension for $60 million a year?
I didn't see that coming. I mean, that's where I got to take the L. I said all week, like, get Jimmy Butler just as a rental, and then maybe the price is much, much cheaper. Maybe you do that for just expiring contracts or what have you. When that report came out earlier in the week where they're like, Jimmy doesn't want to sign an extension, you heard me say it a bunch of times. I'm like, good, the Warriors don't want to sign you to an extension either. But then they did. And this does risk Jonathan Kuminga. You didn't give him up.
Right.
But you're
you might have given him up.
You're a little bit out in the middle of the street without your cell phone right now, because if Brooklyn wants to offer Jonathan Kuminga $33 million a year next year, the Warriors might, I don't know what kind of spending ownership will want to do, but the Warriors might have to just let him go.
Well, even if it's 30, and I don't know where the breaking point is on a per annual basis, and I guess Jonathan Kuminga could sign a deal that is more backloaded.
Could.
Like, yep. You know, you could sign for 5 and let's just say 150, which is 30 per, and it could be 20, 20, and then 30, 40, 40, and, you know, that might, and I don't know the total math of it, I'm just kind of doing it off the top of my head, but you could do it backloaded, kind of like an NFL contract. This is guaranteed, so he would get his money, but you could make it so he's keepable until Jimmy and Steph are gone, and then he goes to a bigger number.
You can do that. And yes, I know there's a lot of you, like, in fact, thank you for those of us who are, however you're listening, whether it's on the app, the radio, whether you're on YouTube, and it was Jeremy Wong who just said, Joe Lacob's not going to let Kuminga walk. You're insane. It's not just about letting him walk. It's about, can you even match the number? Like, do you want to go into the second apron,
right,
where every dollar becomes $10? Like, you can do that. You're allowed to. But the Warriors have long said that this is not their goal. That is not the way that they want to run their business, especially when they're hanging around in the play-in tournament every year. And so you have put yourself in a spot where there's only so much money. It's a soft cap league, but there's only so much money. You got to fit everybody. You have to have enough players on the team. All of them have to at least be making a minimum salary. If Brooklyn offers Jonathan Kuminga some of the numbers that we've bandied about, $35-40 million a year, I don't think the Warriors can do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about want to, it's about can they?
Well, I don't think it's going to come down to me about have to, and I don't think that they're going to have to. And it's not only because he's missed 6 weeks due to injury, I do think it's because the market, you mentioned it off the air, you and I in the green room, about, like, what are the teams have the money to give him $35 million a year? And the answer is not that many. There aren't that many teams that have $35 million to give him per year. So I do think that Kuminga's value is going to be suppressed, not by how he's played, but by market forces.
Yeah, absolutely.
Market forces.
Market forces. And his injury. This is terrible timing for him. It's why his face has that look on it over there on the bench every day, because he's watching.
Yeah.
He's watching his price go down. And by the way, you know what else might suppress him a little bit? Jimmy Butler. How many shots does Jonathan have on this floor right now? Steph and Jimmy are here. So, how many shots do you have? Andrew Wiggins was passive and would be like, here, You!
That's Andrew.
You need some money? How about some shots?
But if you're Kuminga,
Jimmy Butler ain't doing that.
But you're playing for a contract, and so, and this is where I worry about Kuminga when he comes back, because he's seen all this, and he knows that...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Jimmy Butler's getting $60 million, yep. And he knows that his money is tied to other teams and what they have, and also the Warriors and what they have. So if I'm Kuminga and I see all this, I'm coming out firing trying to get me mine.
I tell you what, sure, but now you have people... sort of like the way you just laid that out, people are pushing in opposite directions. I don't want any Warrior coming out firing, right? Looking for, yeah, mine. I want read and react system, play good basketball, win basketball games. You don't want five people with five different goals out there on the court at the same time. So let's talk to you all about this, okay? Jimmy Buckets is a Warrior. I think we, at least the two of us, agree something needed to happen. This is an aggressive swing. The Warriors are more exciting. That's all true. But I am very hesitant to say this is a great deal. This is the one big swing they could take. And he's not a perfect star. He is 35. He is not a great outside shooter. And his attitude can get away from him sometimes.
Yeah, you think? And I cannot wait to see he and Draymond together. And,
oh, gosh.
You know, if things go a little bit sour over the course of a game or a week. And, you know, Jimmy Butler's a tough personality, a strong one. And I was listening to the Morning Roast this morning, and they were coming up with nicknames for Draymond and Jimmy Butler.
Oh, boy.
And I think the winning nickname was the Suspendables. And
that's pretty good.
I offered that's up to Joe Shasky. I just texted him the Thrash Brothers. But
Not bad.
The Suspendables came from ChatGPT, so it almost doesn't count with the robots chiming in, right?
No, take it from a college professor. Yes, it does. There is no putting that toothpaste back in the tube. If you don't accept ChatGPT, you can head right over here to the 4 p.m. Hofbrau and take a nap.
I wonder about you as a professor. Do you try to, like, suss that out? And do you?
No.
A lot of students will use that.
No, because
you'll allow it?
You have no choice. That is the future. You can fight what people are going to do, or you can work with it. So I try to work with it. And but, you know, what I try to do is make sure there's no plagiarism. But ChatGPT, there's no fighting that.
Are you plagiarizing if you just take ChatGPT and use it as your answer?
No, because that's an original piece.
It's not really an original piece.
It is. But it's just not yours.
Right.
It's just not yours, but
you're plagiarizing a robot.
I cheated off someone else's paper before. It's no different.
Not me.
888-957-9570. Let's get going on you. Let's do Warrior Dave in Concord real quick. Hey, Warrior Dave, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a great day. When the Warriors let go of four guys, they gave up 88 minutes and 39 points per game, realizing not all four guys played on the same night. But not counting Schroeder, they played 36 to 43 of the games. Where are they going to fill the games and the points? And I'll take it offline.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that, Dave. I mean, look, obviously that's the creativity that Steve Kerr is going to have to use. By the same token, those of us who have been barking about, oh, there's too much depth,
right,
and we need minutes for this guy, we need minutes for that. Well, now here they are. I think you're going to get a lot more Moses Moody. Brandon Pajemski looks like his last year self again. This is who we're going to see in those minutes now.
Yeah, and Quentin Post and, you know, Buddy Hield is going to play as well, and, you know, maybe a little bit more Pat Spencer than you would otherwise like. But when you trade four for one, you're asking your 10th, 11th, and 12th man to step up and do more.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.